Dr. Jimmy, one of the reasons for Russia's expansion on the nuclear level could be the fact that it's just economics. They want to be able to sell nuclear weaponry to Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and so on. But is there a possibility there is much more to why they're wanting to increase their nuclear arsenal? I mean, is there a deeper strategy? And if so, what might that be?
Well, again, I'm going to repeat something I've already said. And as a teacher, David, you understand repetition is the best way for somebody to learn. There are people eavesdropping on our conversation right now all across America and on the internet around the world. And again, I have to say Russia wants to be the power of the entire world, not only the European continent, not only the Middle East, but the entire world. Therefore, that is what Vladimir Putin strategically is putting together. You know, the worst day in Putin's life, he said, is when the Soviet Union fell. He wants to build that again. And if you watch and if you've studied, and I've done a bit of a study on Vladimir Putin. I've watched his life since he was appointed president. He wasn't elected president back in 1991, but Boris Yeltsin, who had brought Vladimir Putin in as an assistant mayor in Stalingrad. He brought him over to Moscow. He made him one of his key players in his administration. And then Boris Yeltsin resigned and put Putin in place. And from that point, from that very point, 1999, moving into the year 2000, Vladimir Putin has had a strategy in place. He's never varied from it. He's just focused on what he wants to do, and a part of it is making Russia the superpower of the world. Thus, they must have the greatest nuclear power of the world to make that happen.
And, Jimmy, I agree with you. That's where his ambitions are. But there are, let me play the devil's advocate and play the other side of the equation here. There are many geopolitical experts who would look and say, well, yeah, that's right. What you're saying is, yeah, he has those ambitions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. However, look at the size of the Russian economy compared to the United States or compared to, frankly, China. They just simply don't have the wherewithal to actually become the superpower militarily. How do you answer that question?
You know, I'm not a very wealthy man myself. I barely can make it. It's from God's hand to my mouth in our ministry, and you guys could probably say the exact same thing. That doesn't make me slow down with my ambition to alert this world of the soon coming of Jesus Christ and do everything possible. We use every unique way we can to make it happen. You guys asking me to be a part of your broadcast operation, what an opportunity I have in order to be able to reach the world with the message that God has put on my heart. Now, just make that applicable in the life of Vladimir Putin. Maybe he is having some problems economically. He says they're not having. He says they're in great economic shape. But maybe the experts in the world thinking that they know all about Russia, and I don't know if there's too many people that really know much about Russia, but all of those people are saying, hey, economically, how are they going to do that? Vladimir Putin, he just waves that aside. He goes swimming in a cold river someplace and says, I'm the strongest man in the world, and I'm ready to whip your wagon, so bring it on, buddy. I don't care if I have enough economics or not.